For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. An astronaut will lecture at Bridgewater College. Candidates for governor get a boost from Bush and Clinton. And a Marine Corps veteran moves into a new home, mortgage-free. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, October 2nd. Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu. Astronaut Mark Kelly will give a lecture tomorrow evening at Bridgewater College. His talk, Endeavor to Succeed, will concentrate on how focus, dedication, and persistence can lead to success in any competitive setting. Kelly is a retired U.S. Navy captain, a naval aviator, and test pilot who flew combat missions during the Gulf War. He flew his first of four missions in 2001 aboard Space Shuttle Endeavor and commanded its final flight in May of 2011. Former President George W. Bush and former Secretary of State and Senator Hillary Clinton are raising money for their preferred candidates in the closely watched Virginia governor's race. Clinton will be the featured guest at a fundraiser for Democratic Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam in New York on Wednesday, while Bush is slated to headline a fundraiser for Republican Ed Gillespie on October 16th in Alexandria. Gillespie was a senior White House advisor during Bush's presidency. Yesterday, Gillespie participated in a town hall-style event, his second stop in 2 weeks in the Shenandoah Valley. A retired Marine received the keys to his new home in Crozet on Saturday, mortgage-free. Homes for Our Troops built a home for Corporal Kevin Blanchard and his wife Myra. The Marine Corps veteran lost his left leg in Iraq in 2005. Dick Cody, the chairman of the board of Homes for Our Troops, said, "We have over 1,800 veterans from the Iraq and Afghanistan war that need independence and specially adapted homes." He said that Blanchard's home is one of more than a dozen in Virginia and 200 in the country. Blanchard's home is handicap accessible, and there is also enough room for the first addition to the family. For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.